This is the reflection column entitled God's Son Will Rise Again. It's written for us by Kimberly Noel Zeller, who is an ELCA pastor, mother of two, and a spouse of an ELCA pastor in Coal Camp, Missouri. Once, after a 4 a.m. wake-up with my son, I asked him why he had risen so early. Well, he lifted up his arms and looked at me and sighed. Well, the sun was taking so long to come up. I know what he means. Perhaps you do, too. For many, the season of Lent can feel like a period of exasperated waiting, waiting for a sense of the normal and a hopeful diagnosis, a positive pregnancy test, an answer, a new job, or simply a moment of rest. Throughout Lent's 40 days, God calls us to remember our mortality, to seek repentance, and turn toward the cross. During Lent, we wait eagerly for Christ's resurrection. The sun was taking so long to come up. And some days, waiting feels impossible. We worry that the sun may never come up, and like my son, we become impatient. At other times, waiting brings us to our knees in worry. We stay in bed wondering how we'll muster the courage to face what the day brings. Lent begins in the wilderness, where Jesus is famished. He's been tempted over and over by the devil, and with each temptation, Jesus responds with Scripture. God's Word provides Jesus assurance and hope during his hard waiting season. And God's Word can strengthen us while we wait as well. On the first Sunday of Lent, our lectionary texts take us into the wilderness, but also to a place of refuge. We hear from Psalm 91, verse 2, "My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." The reading from Deuteronomy reminds us of God's generosity, inviting us to see the abundance of gifts before us and to return our gifts to God. Even when we face uncertainty and temptation, we can trust God will provide for us. Wherever you are, however you feel this Lent, know that you're not alone. As you wait, God is with you. Imagine God holding you or sitting with you in the wilderness. Let God's Word be your shelter, words of comfort, healing, and hope, and when you feel worried or impatient, rest in them. Today and in the days ahead, stay hopeful. God is our refuge and strength throughout Lent and into the resurrection to come. The Son, and God's Son, will rise again.